So what's the goal of information visualization? As already alluded to, it wants to use and take advantage of human perceptual capabilities, of our ability to see, to gain insights into large data sets, where it's difficult to get insight using standard query languages. So it's one term you will hear a lot is what's called exploratory visualization. One doesn't exactly know what one is looking for, so one has to explore the data. You can't do it by changing your queries, it's too cumbersome. You want something that you can look at, you can interact with sliders, you can filter things, you can bring things into focus, you can zoom in, and through all of these interactions, this exploration, you hope to see patterns, qualitative insights into the data so that you can identify areas of interest, and then you might apply much more heavy-duty quantitative analysis in order to figure out what's going on. Maybe some of you have already heard of Schneiderman. He's one of the leading researchers in this area of information visualization, and one of his mantras is you want to first give the user an overview, the big picture. Then you want to give them capabilities so that they can zoom in and filter, and then once they have found certain items that they can put their mouse over them and get details on demand and much more specific information. So you don't want to show everything at once. You want to give an overview, the capability to zoom in and to filter, and then to be able to look at details on demand as it's required.